Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Any topic, the phone lines will be open. You can text us. You can tweet us. I've got some bad news.
What's that?
Turns out that Uber Eats situation was a prank.
Oh, okay.
It was a setup.
Oh, was?
The dude had a microphone on. They were videoing him. Now, the players didn't know. Uh-huh. The announcers didn't know. But apparently, he wasn't actually an Uber Eats delivery driver. He was already in the building. It was, I don't know, what's maybe for, I don't know, TikTok or something like that. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, it was an orchestrated setup.
Okay.
So, I take back all the compliments.
He's no hero.
He's no hero.
He's no hero to me.
In fact, maybe a villain.
I think he is.
The last thing we want is for this to become a trend, because here's the thing. You wander out onto the wrong court, you're fair game. Like, don't be thinking this is a good idea.
There's certain things, like, because when I wake up in the morning, I'll listen to Off the Cuff podcast, and then I'll start thinking about it. And I thought about this. I saw this clip the other day about them people just pranking people and not expecting to get their ass hemmed up. And so this man hemmed up a pranker. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what if that happened to me? Because I'm not the one. I mean, because I'm a fun dude. But don't come up there doing no dumb stuff.
Yeah, but like if you're thinking like, should I prank Andy or should I prank me?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm all for a good prank.
Sure.
But some of the other stuff people be doing with the prank, like don't touch me, all right, in your prank.
Yeah, but
don't touch my wife or my children.
Right, but if you've got parameters onto what the prank is allowed to be.
Yeah.
You're not the one to prank.
Yeah, but if you like, you prank. Okay, ha ha ha, ki ki ki. Don't touch me. You know, don't get in my space, all that other stuff. If I tell you to leave me alone, leave me alone. Because sometimes, you know, that's when I look at the pranks, they just keep going and going. And then, like, hey, dude, it's a prank. It's a prank. By then, you know, I got you, I'm yoking you. So that's what, but I saw that video. I was like, damn. Is this dude, because he was dragging him, he had the kid hemmed up because the kid was trying to do the steal your luggage prank.
Oh. That's a weird prank.
It's a weird prank.
It's a weird prank. I was always amazed that happened more with, like, Jackass, when Jackass was popular.
Yeah,
they're trying to do things to people and sneak up on them and all that kind of stuff. I'm so surprised they didn't get punched in the face more often, because you are making it seem like you're doing something like that to a person in real life. Like, that's sort of the joke of it, is the person is reacting like a real person would because they think that it's a real thing. Yeah, no, it's a risky run. If you're really trying to pull off an elaborate prank, you got to pick the right person.
You have to pick the right one.
You might get punched in the nose.
That's my only thing. Like, I know there's some TikTok prankers out there. Like, do you go into that situation knowing that there's a possibility that you might get punched in the mouth?
Yeah, I think that's a risky run as a TikTok pranker. You get up in the morning and you say that, you know what I mean? I've chosen this life.
This is the life I chose.
This is the life that I've chosen.
This is the life that I chose
to
make people and to be TikTok famous.
How do you tell your parents that? Like, what's your job? What are you thinking about going into after college?
They say, I want to be a TikToker.
I was really thinking about becoming a TikTok pranker. What does that mean? I prank people on TikTok.
And my thing is,
you're out of the will.
I'm all for my kids. You know, hey, as long as it ain't illegal or nothing like that, have at it. Or doing something stupid. It's gonna, you know. But if you telling me that that's what you want to do, can it pay the bills? That's all that matters. Does it bring in some revenue? That's what I'm thinking about.
There's a lot of things that pay the bills.
Does it bring? No, like no. I saw the thing about the whole thing. This girl had reeled out that she was at a Future contest and was like, I should go home with Future when she was with the old boy. Like, my daughter can't even be in Mercedes-Benz at a Future concert. That means she's too close to Future.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I don't want her. Like, she,
my daughter can't come in inside 285.
She can't. My baby stay outside.
Future's at State Farm.
We say OTP.
OTP.
OTP. We're Future in town? No.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody near.
Those are two rules. But off the pole and away from Future.
But that's the thing about it.
And now Nick Cannon, too.
Oh, yeah, dog.
Add him to the list.
Yeah, man. I wish I would fight Nick. I'd fight him. I'd fight him.
Let's get to the most important audio in the world.
Yeah, we'd be.
Kick
yeah,
off the 1 o'clock
tussling,
hour.
Tussling, boy. Tussling.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow! Tussling.
It's going to happen.
Trey gets it across. Crowd on their feet here in Oklahoma City. 12 on the 24, and it's stolen. Oh, my goodness. And Jalen Williams goes in and jams. And it's a one-point game.
You know, we just needed to execute down the stretch. You know, we had some turnovers. I think we had 7 turnovers in the fourth quarter. And was able to hold them off and get this road win.
And that's the bottom line.
That's it.
The most important thing is that the Hawks got the win. But Nate's right there. There was a lot of play in the fourth quarter of that basketball game, especially down the stretch of the fourth quarter of that basketball game, by both teams. I mean, that was the thing that I walked away from that game thinking, shaking my head about, was both teams just taking turns making mistakes, just execution mistakes. It's one thing to miss a shot. Like, shots get missed.
Yes.
That happens. Like, even as much as you might have a problem with some of the isolation play at the end of games just not being super creative – that's the way games go a lot of times in the NBA. Guys make it, guys miss it, you rely on your star. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just dribbling it out of bounds, getting your pocket picked, like
unforced.
We talked about there, just sort of unforced, like there was no alternative. It wasn't a missed shot. It was just they stole it from you because you kind of were being nonchalant around the half-court mark. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander not really realizing the situation and just allowing the game to end because they needed 3 and he's in the lane trying to get a quick 2. Like, just dumb stuff, honestly. Just watching the game be like, well, that was kind of dumb. But it happens every single night.
Yeah.
And it's not a one-person thing.
No, it was everybody.
It's a collective.
Yeah.
Like, you got to make coaching mistakes and individual mistakes and just, like, philosophical mistakes in order for this stuff to happen every single night. And it does. And it's frustrating. But the Hawks won, so.
I think that's the most important thing, Bart, because they found a way to win a damn basketball game. And I look at it from the standpoint where it comes down to, okay, the best player, I want the ball in his hands. Now, sometimes the play is made right, like you were talking about John Morant. Made the play.
Yeah,
but sometimes
they don't.
And they don't. And I think that's with anything in sports. Sometimes the play is made, sometimes it isn't. Your thing is, how does it happen to the ultimate, like, what the hell were you thinking right
How do
there?
We not even get to the point where there's a play?
Yes.
Like, I'm just talking about a turnover. You know what I mean? Like, miss a jumper. Okay. Like, everybody does that. That happens. I get it. But you didn't even get to the point where the jumper was attempted because of the mistake that was made before that. And I think it comes back to the offensive philosophy at times. I think it comes back to lack of creativity at times. I think it's on Nate. I think it's on Trey. I think it's on DeJounte. I think there's a lot of things that go into the end of game situations. Look the same for the Hawks for a reason. You know what I mean?
But
it's not a coincidence that every fourth quarter comes down to very similar situations.
But the thing about it is, because they can't win comfortable. It was comfortable, Andy. You're sitting there and you're like, all right, whoo, let me get up and start, you know, clean up the kitchen and everything right there. It's comfortable. Well, what's the name of that song?
There's Blake. No such thing
what's
as comfortable.
What's that song? Blake, don't be too comfortable.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
Who sing that song?
I don't know.
Too comfortable.
The Hawks. Every night they play a basketball game.
And you're like, What just happened? And now you're in a situation, oh, hell, we got to hang on. And then you're sitting there, okay, okay, all right, all is well. Trey got the ball. And he just gets ripped. Now, he's fine. He played good. He was aggressive last night.
He was.
All those different things. I thought he shot the ball better. But I thought
made 3 threes.
Yes.
That's more than he made all week.
What they irritated was just that I understand you're trying to get easy baskets with Clint, but you kept, like, the degree of difficulty on some of those passes to Clint Capella in front of the rim, it's like you didn't need it right then and there. You didn't need it. And I thought, you know, DeJounte, it was just feeding off of, okay, your turn, my turn. And then when they went to the zone, you know, the Hawks, it's like, okay, figure it out. All right. I hate the damn zone defenses in the NBA anyways, but.
Yeah, it was great when they didn't used to allow it.
Yeah, just figure it out. But Trey was fine. This team, the ultimate thing they did, they won the basketball game. Him going back home, I saw some great stories about his seats where him and his dad used to sit. I thought that
was
freaking.
Yeah, they had Lauren Jabara in his seat.
I thought that was freaking awesome right there.
That was a good idea.
But, they got another one coming. Like you said, got a couple days off. Got the Clippers coming up next. Kawhi ain't playing in this game.
You sure?
Where's it at?
I think it's here.
Oh, he ain't gonna play.
But I think they got, like, couple days off before that. I don't know. He played last time.
Yeah, oh,
he's been playing good.
He's playing good, man. He's
it is.
Good.
You play the Clippers twice a year. You already got Kawhi.
Oh, there it is right there. Thank you, T. Gizzy. Yeah. Okay. He sent me the lyrics for the song.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I don't know.
Probably can't say some of those lyrics on the radio.
Hey, this Future song.
Ha! Look at that. Look at that. It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle. All right, let's hear from Joe Burrow. They got the Chiefs coming up on Sunday, AFC Championship game. He says they know him.
We know the team we're playing. We've played them a bunch, and so I'm sure they're going to have some wrinkles off of things that they've shown us in the past, whether it was last game or the playoffs last year. They're going to be studying that all three of these games just like we are. So we're going to have to be ready for anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun thing about this matchup now is these teams have played in big games before. They played in the AFC Championship game last year.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow has beaten them. The Bengals have beaten the Chiefs in these games, which is not something the Chiefs have said a lot over the last couple of years. No one really has their number. If they beat them again, they've got their number. Like, that's just flat out. You go 4-0 against the guy, you got him, especially when that guy's Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't lose four games against anybody in a stretch of seasons.
You know what I love about Joe? Joe makes you uncomfortable. Joe makes you uncomfortable because he don't care. Like, his whole thing is it was all about Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. He like,
what about me?
Hey, yo, don't get too comfortable. That's what he's saying to him. Don't get too comfortable because I'm coming for you. You know what I mean? I'm going to put a wedge between that. Oh, no. You know what? Better yet, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leapfrog both of y'all. I'm going to leapfrog both of y'all. That's the swag that this dude got, man. And he gives the confidence to even the sorriest-ass players on his team that more or less are weakest links, but they get covered up because they got that guy.
Who might you be discussing?
No matter. They got that guy right there.
Uh-huh.
They got that guy allowing sorry MFs to talk trash.
Yeah.
He ain't talking it.
It's also
all the other guys ain't talking it.
It's interesting. You brought this up yesterday. I think I asked you, what's Joe Burrow's superpower? And you said his confidence and then his ability sort of to have that confidence wear off on the rest of the people around him. It's kind of crazy, though, when you get to that, because every starting quarterback in the NFL has some level of confidence.
Right.
Then you talk about the really good ones. Then you talk about the great ones. They're all very confident.
Yes.
But, like, confidence is a skill,
But there's a difference. Patrick Mahomes don't wear his confidence like Joe Burrow wears.
Absolutely.
Joe Burrow wears his.
I'm just saying, like, for that to be something that he has more than other people that are at that level.
Right.
It's like when you talk about quarterbacks that Patrick Mahomes does things physically that other quarterbacks simply can't do. Josh Allen does things physically that other quarterbacks simply can't do. It's crazy to have that be something that you're so – it's such a power for you at that level where everyone is like that. Everyone is an alpha dog when you're a starting quarterback in the NFL or a Pro Bowler or you're in the AFC Championship game or something like that. It seems silly, but it's not. Like, that's what it is for him. His ability to do that is one of the things, if not the thing, that makes him that guy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But unlike those guys you talk about, Joe wears his. Joe wears his all the time.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's so insane about it.
Yeah.
For him to have that much more than other people have, that skill that he's got, and he wears it like that, of course he wears it like that, because he's got it.
Mm.
Not everyone has that. It's pretty cool. It's pretty rare to see that.
Dang, bro.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thing, and we know this. They ain't worried about going to Arrowhead. They ain't worried about the decibel levels and the cold. And that, they're not worried about none of that. They ain't intimidated about going in that spot. Because you remember last year, they were down 21-3 and then came back and won that football game. So, I mean, I know we'll probably do our picks and stuff tomorrow, but there's, like, even with the healthy Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and their offensive line healthy.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati's ragged-ass offensive line.
We're good.
It still went there one last year.
Yeah, keep hitting me. We're good.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The run that Joe Burrow's on is one of the unprecedented quarterback runs that we've seen. I mean, he's the quarterback of the best offense we've ever seen in college football. Might be back in the Super Bowl again for the second straight year. And if he gets it done, honestly, I mean, we're talking about a four-year stretch that not very many people have ever seen before. We'll come back. We'll get to a what-if. Handful of hypothetical questions. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
I'm in the club.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Obviously, this song you probably heard, like the actual album version of it, the first time you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I heard it on the radio the first time. Do you remember the song that you heard, like, on the radio first and then heard the actual album of it later, and it kind of blew your – this one blew my mind. I was like, oh, my God. He is very serious about what he's looking for in this song.
I'm trying to think. Like,
on the song, it's like, oh, I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. And then on the album version, it's like, whoa.
Don't do that again, punk.
I'm just saying, it was a little bit more lighthearted. That's why I was doing that. I was like, oh, this is a fun one you can play at a birthday party.
Yeah.
Not off the album, you can't.
No, the hell it ain't, man.
You're looking for what?
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, I love the song. I can tell you a story. The first time I heard it was in Rolex. Out in Miami, it's like, dude.
Right, so you heard the real version.
Yeah,
of it.
Man. But I was like,
whoa, he means business.
Well, I know what was it? Now by Trina and Trick. I heard the radio version first, but then I was like,
example.
Yeah.
It's always wild, like when the chorus changes.
Yes.
You know, like there's even cuss words in the chorus that they didn't play. Like, wow, this changes the entire tenor of this song. I was singing along with it. All of a sudden, you hear that part, and it's like, oh, okay, never mind. All right. Never mind. Anyway, some radio versions are better than the actual album version in some instances.
Some of them are.
Not that one. Yeah. I mean, not that one, but sometimes. All right, we'll get to an AMA coming up in about 20 minutes. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open at 404-741-0929. I know we got at least one very good social media question, which we will answer. You can send us more social media questions. And another reminder, today, second to last day on the show for Brian Gebhardt.
Thank you.
The penultimate show for Brian Gebhardt. If you want to ask him some questions, they could be grammar or vocabulary related, or they could just be about his job or his future. Send them over. We'll get to those as well in about 20 minutes from right now. Anything you want to mention before we do a what if?
Stetson Bennett has decided not to go to the Senior Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not going to go.
Okay.
So good for him.
Yeah.
So get yourself right. It's been a long, long, long 2 years for him.
Yes, a lot of football.
Yeah, man. So get you some rest and all those different things.
And then go to the combine.
Yeah, and go do your thing.
What's the number one thing he's got to do at the combine to impress?
Accurate.
Yeah.
Be accurate with the ball.
He is.
Yeah, because, I mean, he ain't going to be no taller.
Not going to get taller.
And I saw that Bryce Young is with some nutritionist. Hope and
trying to gain a little weight.
Yeah, but if Bryce Young can get to 210, he'll be the first pick. He'll be the second pick, first quarterback. He can get 210 because that's the biggest thing with him. I don't think they're more necessary about his height. It's just, but the biggest thing is to sustain it. I remember my last play at Georgia, I was 230 pounds. And then I look like, and Merck and I with Chip and Robbie up north, I was like, okay, I got to get, my agent was like, you got to get to the combine. You got to be 245 at the combine. They want to see if, and so I remember I was like 243-ish. before I left Atlanta to go up to Indy. I was like, I got to figure this out. And remember drinking like gallons of water, because you weigh in and you do your bench press and then you do your physicals and then you work out the next day. So I'm like, I could pee this off.
Right. I get getting the extra couple pounds from water.
Yeah.
Where did you get the 13 pounds from?
From training.
Just muscle?
Oh, dude. It was all muscle. I was over with
protein
with
Chip and weights.
Well, I was there with Chip and Robbie up north, up in Duluth. And I put on like 13 pounds of just muscle mass. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm ready.
What are you eating? Like, what are you consuming?
Dude, what were we doing? Because I know I was drinking a lot of liquor because I was still at that young party, Randy. But at the same time.
That probably helped, though.
I was training my ass off up there. But we they had us on these shakes. And then, I mean.
Probably weren't drinking light beer.
No, we weren't drinking light beer. Drinking down Coronas. But yeah, man, I put that weight on and got up there, and I stepped on the scale. Randy McMichael, University of Georgia, 247 pounds. I was like, yes, I gotta go pee.
Gotta go to the bathroom.
I gotta go pee.
In the bathroom before I run my 40.
Yeah, I gotta go pee. I gotta go pee right now.
That's great.
But yeah, if he can get 210, you might got something.
All right. Now as for Stetson, he's not gonna get any taller. His weight, they don't really think is an issue. I don't know what he do. What does he need to run the 40? Like, is there a 40 time for Stetson that makes a difference?
Stetson run a 4.6.
Yeah, he's going to be fast.
Yeah,
like, he's a pretty fast guy.
Yeah, Stetson run a 4.6.
Yeah, I mean, they're just worried about his age. He's not going to get any younger. Also, all these guys are eventually going to be that age, so I don't really understand why that's the.
They want to have prime years before that age.
Yeah, I get that. But it's not like he's 35. Anyway, all right, let's get to a what if.
It's time for What If on Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Randy, I'm sorry.
Randy?
Got a letter from my note from my son's teacher. It's like, uh-oh.
A good one?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
What if the Colts hired Jeff Saturday?
Well, they already did.
No. You know what I mean.
If they retain Jeff Saturday?
He's not hired anymore. He's not the head coach anymore.
Oh, he's not? They didn't fire him.
He ain't got no contract.
He's the interim. So I guess if they extend, I know what you mean. If Jeff Saturday becomes the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts on into the future, then I think people are going to kind of really start to worry about the way that organization is being run.
Yeah.
Because there's a fine line between, like, loyalty and
stupidity.
And blindness
yes.
a little bit. Stupidity, whatever you want to call it. Like, loyalty in an owner is a good quality, right? Like, people like
Dude,
Jim Irsay because he's a loyal guy.
If you are a Colt, and I mean drafted, groomed, he will take care of you to you.
And that's the thing people say about Jerry Jones, like Arthur Blank, like. But we've also seen it here up close how loyalty can sort of lead to mistakes.
Yes.
Falcons for life, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. He did it. You know, he got an audition. How many games did Jeff Saturday get? Eight or something like that.
At least eight.
It was a few.
Remember they won the first game.
And it's like, see?
See?
Anybody could do it.
And then it really fell off.
Yeah.
Can I piggyback real quick on that real quick? Because it's still a Colt thing. What if Matt Ryan doesn't retire?
Then they got to pay him a whole bunch of money.
But they can cut Matt.
They got to pay him if they cut him.
Yeah.
If he retires, they don't have to pay him.
Right. What if he doesn't? Because I'm Matt. I'm not retiring.
Yeah, give me a shot. There are some people. The Matt Ryan truthers are still out there, by the way. Like, if you look at the numbers that he put up in the games that he played in, the numbers weren't that bad.
Right.
Like, clearly there were other problems that he was dealing with in that team.
Right.
Injuries, like, the talent wasn't around him. Like, you know, there's still folks out there making the Matt Ryan argument. Is there another team that tries to acquire Matt
Ryan?
Like,
if you're the Cardinals, because you don't know when you're going to get Kyler Murray back.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad situation, right. I don't think. But that's kind of what it would be. I don't think anyone's going to do what the Colts did last year and be like, all right, we're bringing in Matt Ryan. Maybe we'll have him for the next couple of years. It's probably one of those sort of one-year situations. I mean, what if they need a veteran backup here in Atlanta?
He'll never come back here. Next time Matt Ryan comes back to Atlanta, they retiring something.
He's probably in Atlanta right now.
Oh, yeah, he's probably here.
But, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, no.
Let him come groom Ritter.
No, hell no. No. What was that conversion? No, my brother.
Yeah, if they hire Jeff Saturday, that's a mistake.
I do, too.
I think that's a mistake.
I agree.
What if Jason LaConfora is right? And what I mean by that is he was on the Pick 6 podcast, one of the many football podcasts that Jason LaConfora does. He does another one with Carl Dukes as well, where he said that the most likely scenario with Lamar Jackson is that he gets traded.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went from there to talking about traded to the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
What if that is right? What if the most likely scenario for Lamar Jackson is that he gets traded?
Well, I mean, the thing with Baltimore, we give Baltimore one of the best run organizations in the league. They just are. And they don't make a lot of mistakes. I think this has been a mistake. They have not gotten a contract done with Lamar. But they are a organization that doesn't bend a lot when they're at the point. And right now they're at that point where Lamar, this is what we got for you. Now, could the price go up, their price offer go up? I think it probably will. But now you go to a scenario of, and that's why I say I want to see what tag they put on Lamar in a couple weeks, which franchise tag they put on him, because that'll let me know. If he has an exclusive, they still can trade him, but the exclusive, yeah. I wouldn't bet them. But the thing with it, whoever's trading for him, obviously you got to give him compensation, but you got to give him a contract.
You do.
Lamar's not going to get traded and play on a one-year franchise deal.
No.
He'll play for them Baltimore for that.
Yeah, absolutely. If he goes somewhere, that's the similarity to the Deshaun Watson situation. The thing that's not similar is Lamar still would be happy to play for the Ravens if they were to give him that contract. Deshaun wasn't going to play for the Texans, and then obviously there's other things that aren't similar about the Deshaun situation too. Are the Ravens one of those organizations, though, for you, like just as a fan, like observing the way that they do their business, if they don't want to do it, isn't there something that kind of goes off radar in your minds? Like, what do they know that I don't?
And it's not even,
because they're not a dumb organization.
They're not a dumb organization. And that's the thing. That's why one of the things that I do my best is to try not to get caught on the number of LeSean, because it could be more to it than that. Not necessarily the dollar figure amount. Because even Lamar's come out and said he has not asked for a fully guaranteed contract. So with him saying that, what's in the contract? Because is it different type of, if you got a different kind of incentives, stipulations, all these different things, if that's in there that you can void some stuff. That's my biggest thing about contracts. Is like, you just don't.
Of course, we don't know all the details.
You know what I mean? Don't know the details.
But what we do know is that the Ravens are not doing it or haven't done it yet.
Yes.
Right? I'm just thinking about it from the standpoint of the Ravens are a better organization than most organizations in the NFL, the way they're run.
Yes.
Certainly a better organization than the Falcons have been the last 20 years.
Yes.
If they're not going to do it,
why should you?
Why am I going to do it? They're smarter than me, you know? And they also, they've been in there in the negotiation as well. I don't know. Maybe, obviously that's not how organizations function or think, but it's kind of how I think as a fan of the NFL. It's like, man, if they don't want to do it, they're pretty smart.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a good idea. I don't know.
I don't think that's going to hinder anything. I think
somebody's going to do it.
Somebody's going to do it.
If Lamar Jackson becomes available via trade, someone will trade for him and give him a massive contract.
Yes. I think that's going to be, you know, just the biggest thing. What if Anthony Davis gets hurt again? Because Andy, last night he threw up a half court shot and rolled his ankle. His first game back in 21 games, and he just got rubbery bones.
Well, I think if his bones were rubbery, that'd be good.
No,
he's got chalky bones.
He got chalky bones, whatever you want to call it. But every time he goes
disintegrating bones.
Every time he goes up in the air, Andy, it's like, is this dude going to get back up?
Yeah, I know. And it sucks because Anthony Davis is incredibly fun to watch play basketball when he does.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good last night, too, had 21 points, and they won. Now, they played the Spurs, and the Spurs are terrible, but Anthony Davis playing makes that team actually pretty good. I mean, your what-if is not even a hypothetical. It's a when.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's just what it is with him. It sucks. He's super fun to watch play, but there's just guys like that. Like, Anthony Davis is going to be hurt. Seems like Zion Williamson is going to be hurt. He's going to get reevaluated in 2 weeks. Hopefully he can come back. It's always the guys that are most fun just as a casual fan to watch, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess there's other guys that get banged up, but it's like, when's Brandon Roy going to get hurt again? Yeah. Oh, he did. Now he's out for the rest of his career. You know what I mean? Like, it just is very frustrating. What if Brock Purdy balls out on Sunday?
Then he's going to have that job.
He's a starter, right?
He's a starter. Like, no doubt about it.
It's a win on Sunday, then that's his job.
Yep. That's his job, man.
I think that's right.
It was always his. Harry Lane, where would the first concert be and which cities would you want to tour the most? I'd say our first.
It's got to be here. It's got to be a home game.
I don't know. I said, let's go to Cuba.
Oh, you want to start in Cuba?
Start in Havana.
Okay.
We started Havana with cigars, Cubanas, and coffee.
Okay. Rum?
Okay.
Yams?
No doubt about it. When I said Cubans, I wasn't talking about the fellas.
Yeah, no, Harry and Lean just goes on the tour of the yammiest cities in America.
Yeah, but we got to start down there, though.
Lock your daughters up.
Yeah, because we coming through. We coming through. No shirts.
Yeah, like we said about Future.
Yep.
Careful. Hey,
coming through. No shirts and wash rags.
Careful. We're not the most potent duo in sports radio for nothing. We'll be right back. Time for the AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-741-0929. You ask, we'll answer. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Normally we start on the phones. We'll get to the phones. We got a couple marital advice questions, situations that our listeners find themselves in. So we'll go to Bo.
So the first one's from Bobby, who listens to everything that we do, and we appreciate you for it. So here's some, hopefully you get some good advice from this. My best friend's bachelor party, which I'm the best man in, is the same weekend as my first wedding anniversary. My wife said that I could go. Is this a test, and should I not go?
Bobby, you better stay your ass at home with your woman. Don't do it, dog. And you know me, I'm all about best man activity, because I.
It's a real conundrum.
No, it ain't.
It is.
No, it's go, no. Probably. It's not no
you
conundrum.
Said I could go.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay,
but it's the anniversary. I would. Okay.
Well,
did he say his first anniversary?
First anniversary.
Yeah, to Bobby. Okay, play
would,
with it.
I would
play
do,
with it.
I would do what she said to do.
Play with
That's
it.
That's what I would do.
Play with it.
My thing is this: like, there should be no tests.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
point.
Be doing.
Okay.
Don't be doing tests.
Play with it, Bobby.
Either tell me to go or don't tell me to. It's pretty simple.
To Bobby,
like, hey,
it ain't a test. She wants to see how much you love her. Don't take your
well,
ass.
You got married. That's how much you love.
Hey,
her.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing in them streets, to Bobby. All right, but.
Well, yeah. Don't go with
hot wings and hookahs and all that stuff.
Don't go
don't,
to the thing and
don't
cheat on your
throw
wife.
Throw that away. No,
don't
no,
do
no.
that.
Don't be bothered. All right, to Bobby, stay your ass at home with your woman.
What if he did something with her the week before
See, we
instead of the
there
week
we
after?
Dinner?
What if he preemptively
okay. uh-huh.
spent the anniversary thing early with
no.
her?
Why?
Meaning, like, you well, mean
no.
so much
why,
to me. We're doing this beforehand.
To Bobby. Don't listen to these fools, to Bobby. I've been married the longest here. Don't do it.
My advice would be.
Because if them your real partners, they'll understand.
Of course they will.
Okay,
of course
then.
They will. But
it, she ain't going to understand.
If she doesn't want you to go, then don't go. Like,
he's also the best man in the dude's wedding.
It's just a. To me,
I'm married to her.
Yeah.
Now, why did the now the, this
but
is
if she says go? Then,
okay.
Then
go.
This
mm-hmm.
is a screw up on the groom's part because if he's your
yeah.
best man,
right.
you can't pick his anniversary weekend
a,
for the
bad,
bachelor party.
Exactly.
Pick
it's a bad schedule.
To Bobby, you talk your friend into moving the weekend of the bachelor party. That's what you need to do.
No, because obviously, to Bobby, is he throwing the bachelor party? Because it's your job.
He's the best man.
Tobobby's,
that's what I'm
saying. It's Tobobby's job.
If they're that
that's
close,
a great point.
Move the bachelor party.
This is kind of your fault.
It's
kind of
your fault.
As the best man for planning it this weekend.
Stay home, Doc.
Yeah.
Stay at home.
I think maybe the groom playing his own is what it
I
seems
just think
like.
if he's setting traps for
don't
you
do
already,
it
though, there's going to be problems down the road.
Don't do it.
Like, if you go and it turns out
that's
it was a
point.
Trap, you're probably getting divorced anyway. So maybe maybe get divorced sooner rather than later. You know what I mean?
Play with
get
it.
Get back out there.
Play with
All
it.
All right, well, there you go. So here's another one. This one's a little bit – there's so many layers to this. I don't even know okay. So my wife had a cat that she loved, but it was very hostile. She went out of town last week,
all
and
cats
I
are
swapped
hostile.
It with another cat from the pound.
Why?
That was more docile and sweet than her original cat.
Whoa.
Well,
they are almost identical, and she has been back for 4 days now and hasn't realized.
Really?
I feel terrible, and I'm wondering if I should come clean or not. They've been married for 5 years. He put his name on it. I'm not going to say
it. Don't say his name. Don't say his name. Good for you.
Why'd you do that?
What? Good for you. Good. First of all, you should have gotten
What'd
rid of the cat.
You should, original cat? You should, you should,
yeah, what happened to the cat?
You know what I mean?
What did he do with the cat?
I don't know.
He said he exchanged it.
Is that something
he did not say at Target?
Yeah, man. Is that something you can do?
He said he replaced it with one from the pound.
So what did you do with the cat? The original cat?
That's the real question.
And the fact that, let me tell you something. If you replace the cat with another cat and your wife has not noticed yet, don't say anything.
Yeah.
First of all.
No,
second of all, she wasn't serious about that cat. Get rid of the cat and just go catless. Mm.
Right. Because, like, if I went out of town for a week and there was a different Boone, I'd notice.
I would know, too.
I would know the difference between the dog. I do wonder what happened to the first cat. Also, can you just take cats in and be like, I need a calmer one? Like,
know.
Is that how that works?
I don't know.
Like, do you
he
go
must
to,
not be very close to
did
the
he go to,
I would know.
Did he go to the place that was like holding the cat up in front of other cats? Like, close enough.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Man, that's, I don't know. There's so many layers to this question. But so what would y'all's advice be? You said no. Don't tell her.
Yeah. Don't tell her.
I guess just don't tell her. I don't know. It's a whole weird situation.
I'd go back and get the other cat and have two cats.
And then just be like, hey, this is what I did.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have done this.
Cats. Well, and if she didn't notice that this is a different cat yet, I mean, how close were they, really?
That's a great point.
Exactly. And if she doesn't and the other cat's good, I say you roll with it.
Mm.
Yep.
Weird situation. Hassan is in Woodstock. Hey, Hassan.
So, Bobby, take this from a guy who's been married a long, long time. That woman might tell you it's okay to go. But it's not okay to go.
Don't go.
You're on with that woman. I'm telling you. My question, Randy, my question is, if an NFL player, let's say a quarterback, getting drafted number one, and he gets drafted to a sorry-ass NFL team and he doesn't want to go, what is his option?
You saw what Eli Manning did.
Do
what Eli did.
Or what John Elway did.
John Elway did. I mean, it was different with John Elway because he forced to go play baseball. It's different because of damn Manning. He's a Manning. And they made it clear to San Diego that he didn't want to go. They drafted him anyways, but they drafted him knowing the fact that the Giants were going to draft Phillip for them and make the exchange. So that's the one thing about it. If you don't want to go, pull an Eli. Now, you don't have the power that Mannings have, so it might be different things. But if you got, like Tom Condon as your agent or somebody.
Yeah.
They can make it
that is an interesting Eli thing, too, of like, it was handled so well by both sides, and he's a Manning anyway. That could have been a disaster.
Yes.
You know? No, I don't want to go play for them. Well, you have to. They're drafting you. That's the way that it works. I mean, I guess he could have just held out and whatever, but in the grand scheme of things, that ended up going about as well as it possibly could have gone. What?
Jeffrey said that cat, did he drop him off at Sweetwater Creek? I don't know where he dropped him off. I don't know where he where the cat at, dog?
Yeah.
I don't even like cats. I'm kind of worried about
the
cat.
I know, I'm worried about that cat.
Yeah, I got to worry about the cat.
What'd you do to that cat to have to replace him?
What do they call it in Yellowstone? The train stop?
Yeah, the train stop.
Yeah, the train stop? I think the cat might be at the train stop right there on the state line.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. All right, Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
What up, fella?
Hi, Devin.
Hey, so you guys are a pretty, tight-knit group, consider each other family, right?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to assume that y'all done smelled each other's poop before. So...
Devin, we ain't that damn cool.
Quite a leap you've taken.
We ain't that damn cool, Devin. Andy, better not be farting up in the studio with me.
Is it nobody pooping?
No. No.
That's a lie, Randy.
No, it ain't. I would tell the truth.
Smelly stuff poop.
I've never noticed.
I ain't never farting. I don't do that around here. I respect. Now, we brothers and everything, but we still co-workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, go on.
No, I was going to ask. Out of everybody in the room, who you think will clear out the room first?
Now we'll just have to assume on this one, because honestly, I don't know that I've ever smelt, anybody's flatulence.
Yes.
Anybody's gas.
No.
But I guess if you just had to assume who would have the nastiest farts at the station, I'm willing to make those assumptions. I don't know. I bet Bo Morgan's got some pretty nasty farts.
I don't even want to guess.
A lot of W sauce, you know what I mean? Yeah. That stuff is pretty
hot.
Fireshire probably leads to some pretty nasty gas. Who else probably has some nasty ones? Fricky probably. Old guy farts are pretty gross usually.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want
to? I'll have some nasty ones, but you got to. There's a whole protocol, right? There's the courtesy flush if you have the opportunity to be an air freshener. Also,
but he's talking about farts.
There's the just farts.
I think he said poot.
Oh, I don't know.
Poots.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of a fun term
for
a fart.
I thought he just said poop.
No, he said poot.
Oh, okay. That is a little bit more acceptable of a question. I really thought he meant poop. So. That's interesting.
This is a weird job, though, in that, like, we all have the same breaks at the same time, right? Like, we're on air for about 13 minutes, then we have, like, 7 minutes off, then we're on air for 13 minutes. This is a job probably where you go to the bathroom with a coworker more often than any other job.
Right.
Like, I was saying that to one of these guys the other day. It's like, how many other jobs are just, got to go pee really quickly, kind of march into the bathroom at the same time, and then you come back? Kind of an interesting job in that way.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot. I mean, I guess football players, halftime,
kind of
right?
Done with this conversation,
yes,
Randy?
I've been done with it.
I think Randy just was
doing
something else.
I've been done with it. Been done with it.
You don't want to just guess at the station who might have the stinkiest farts?
I don't care what another
whomever
grown man
eats,
does.
Like, or drinks like a bunch of protein powder or protein drinks. Those things give you some pretty wicked gas.
Okay.
So Mark Zeno.
Zeno might, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the answer.
Sure. Okay. Zach's in Dawsonville. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
Let's talk about farts. Hey,
me to, man. So, to Bobby's point, man, like, even if it's not a trap, you know, like, well, like, if it's not a trap, think of the brownie points. If you could be like, look, baby, it means so much for me to go with my guys, but it means so much more to be you. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
the payoff would be so much more. Just stay home, man. Anyway.
Fair enough.
Assuming that that Georgia has another number one draft pick this year, two in a row, do y'all think there's anybody on the roster that might make it three in a row next year?
Interesting question. So say Jalen Carter goes number one.
Yep.
Who's the most likely on the current team to go number one?
Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers.
I doubt
that's
it.
That's not going to happen, probably.
It.
I mean, that'd be a long – that's never
maybe
happened.
Maybe Mims.
Yeah, I was about to say Mims. Mims is the other person who came to mind.
Okay.
Who was a backup this year.
Offensive tackles have been number one. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll go that.
Yeah, I'm racking my brain. Unless Carson Beck comes in and just is like
– Yeah, has a Joe Burrow.
Yeah, has a Burrow and just sets the world on fire or something like that. But, yeah, pretty unlikely. But who knows? They might have two in a row, and we would have said that that was unlikely as well. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. Wrap up the show. Every day we start with Bo.
So the – ass ends and the thigh begins where the crease is. Mm-hmm. And ha, 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 he. Don't prank Randy.
Don't touch him.
You got to be pretty to be. You got to be pretty and good, and you can't be ugly and good. That's something me and Andy were talking about. And the Bunkers have thick thighs.
We do. Thick-thighed people. Low center of gravity. The ass ends at the crease.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it start? Like
at
up top.
The lower back.
You ever meet a hot...
Unless you're shocked. Unless you shot.
High butt?
Yep.
Yeah. My brother Cole,
mid-back.
Same thing.
Mid-back.
My brother Cole
mid-back shock.
Puts his wallet in like this.
A couple of things you guys said. Ass and thigh are separated by the crease. The Bunker Clan is a big thigh crew. And when Future is in town, keep your girls OTP.
Yeah,
keep,
man.
Keep them OTP.
You can't even come down here.
All right. We'll see what Carl and Mike have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.